I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we've got some stuff for you. I'm still using the Elgato face cam. I've tweaked it a bit. And I have more information about some tweakage that will be coming up very shortly. First of all, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Still are. They haven't shown us the door yet. I keep waiting, but who knows? Maybe they'll ignore me. Anyway, don't you ignore me. I've got some things to tell you about. First thing is, hopefully, you will notice that there's no more glitching. Glitchage. Not a word. Anyway, that's because we have a new computer. And this computer is tiny. Very tiny. This is the box that it came in. I'm talking about the entire computer and the power supply plug-in and the mount to mount it on the back of the monitor and the whole nine yards all in this tiny little box. Yes, this is the B-Link brand Ryzen powered, AMD Ryzen 7 powered. It has 32 gig of memory. It has 512 gigabyte storage, and it has a Wi-Fi connection and a gigabit LAN connection. Also, it is the SER3 B-Link computer. Okay, put it over here where it'll be more or less you can see compared to the size of my hand. That's the box it came in. I can't show you the computer because we're actually using it right now to do the show, which hopefully is why we won't see any glitchage. Again, not a word. Anyway, the thing is, Ryzen 7 processor, 32 gig of memory, Radeon Vega graphics. You know, I think it's Radeon Vega 10 or 12, something like that. I don't know. But whatever's built into this little box, that's what we're using. So there you go. Now, let me give you over here. Actually, no, over here. See, I'm doing the reverse thing again because of looking at the screen and seeing myself and going, which way do I point? Which way do I point? Anyway, over here, you will see a picture of the SER3 B-Link computer. And I wanted you to see the box to see how small it is. It's tiny. It's a tiny little thing. It's like a NUC, an Intel Network Unit of Computing NUC. However, it's not an Intel NUC. It's a Ryzen computer. Okay, so that's cool. Now, you can see the specifications here on the screen, although I'm pretty sure you won't be able to read it all. Okay, so I'm going to pull up. Oh, by the way, the other thing about this computer is it's running Windows 11. I know, not my fault. It came with Windows 11, and I thought, well, you know, since it came with Windows 11, I might as well just stick with it. Because, you know, I go along to get along. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm bringing up the picture that you have on the screen. It says an AMD Ryzen 7 3750H processor, which I know is a slightly older processor, but that's okay. It's more powerful than what I had previously, okay? By a long shot. Radeon RX Vega 10 graphics, 10, at 1400 megahertz. DDR4, it'll go to a max of 64 gig. I have 32. It has the Wi-Fi 5, which is 802.11ac. I know that's not the latest standard. However, if it's a little card, it's replaceable card that I can get a later one when they come out with a new standard. I'm not in any hurry because I connect it, you know, either with the current Wi-Fi or with the Gigabit Ethernet. It has M.2 NVMe SSD, 512 gig. As I mentioned, the Gigabit LAN port. It has 4K at 60 hertz video support. And it has the capability of handling three, count them, three monitors. I'm just using one. I just need one monitor. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're looking at there. Okay, so I'm going to close that out so it won't be taking up my screen. And there you go. So that's the new computer. And hopefully you like the result. This is still, like I said, the face cam that I used on the last program, but tweaked a little better and using the new computer to remove any glitchiness. That is my hope. Okay. Next item. Where is it? Here it is. This is the next item. This is, you go, what in the world is that? It looks like a modem. It's not. This is a Cisco 3G repeater for your phone. Now, my vendor that I'm using for my phone is AT&T. Don't judge me. I to be honest, I want to get away from AT&T as soon as my contract is over for reasons I won't go into. Let's just say I'm disillusioned, okay? But when I first got AT&T, which was years ago, the coverage here in the condo was So I got a repeater, I guess you'd call it, or a hotspot. Maybe a hotspot might be a better way of looking at it. So this was, the idea was that you use this, you hook it up to your, see the LAN port there. You hook it up to the internal network, which goes across the internet and allows you to connect your phone through the internet by providing a hotspot. Okay? Now, this week, as I record this week, I just saw a glitch. I'm annoyed. I just saw a glitch go by. I don't like glitches. I'll keep tweaking. I have a few things I can do here to speed up the memory on the computer to get a little more horsepower out of it. I will get that fixed. Okay? I don't like seeing glitches. Anyway, let that go. So AT&T announced that this week they were discontinuing service for their 3G. You know, everybody's moving to 5G, okay? And they're already talking about 6G. It's a never-ending thing, okay? But they're discontinuing their 3G. This was a 3G device. So it's now dead. Old, dead technology. And they sent me a box. And we're not going to do an official unboxing. I've already opened it. But, yeah, this is the little thing they sent me. But this is the new one. It's a monster. It's a big thing. But it's got like a little thing on the front. I won't show you the thing on the front. I just realized that's probably not a good thing to do. It's got a, you know, one of those little, not barcodes, things you scan. Anyway, here's the other interesting thing about this device. It came with an antenna, and you notice that it has a little thing there, a little sticker, which I think you stick on the window. It says here, GPS antenna. So this connects, I'm assuming, to the window in this room and uses the antenna to find my GPS coordinates. Another glitch. Don't like it. And it comes with a power supply and, of course, an Ethernet cable. But I haven't installed it yet, obviously. It's here in a box with a sheet of paper. and it just fell on the floor. But so I'm going to have to install that. Now, the thing is, it's obviously only going to be good while I'm on AT&T. So once I do finally go off AT&T, I'll have to trash this or sell it. I guess I could sell it. But I just wish they had coverage that actually covered this area. That would be nice. So that's what I wanted to show you this week. Now, there are other things coming. Okay. One of the things coming is a review demonstration, whatever you want to call it, of the Mevo. My quest for a camera that won't glitch on my screen continues. I thought I really had it. I had done several test recordings. I had no glitching whatsoever. And then I just saw a glitch. I'm really not pleased. At any rate, focus. I'm really getting curmudgeonly here, okay, over this. But I gotta let go. But I'm going to test the Mevo Start. I have one ordered for the church. My church, Expedition Church, is using the Mevo to do their live streaming. And they have one Mevo. This will be the second. So I ordered it for the church. And we're going to be able to have a two-camera shoot because Mevo now supports a multi-camera video shoot. Okay? So let me show you over here a little insert of our pastor using the Mevo teaching on a Sunday morning. Okay?
You're free.
Now, the sound is coming from the PA system.
He doesn't have the right to make you. Now, he'll right. tell you he does. So he'll deceive you into believing he does. But
is,
Jesus said, I've got the keys.
We're not using the internal Mevo.
Glory
microphone.
To God.
But that is the current video. And you can see that we've got the church logo and information and all that on the screen. That's actually put on there through the Mevo. So it's pretty cool. All right. So there you go. Now, the idea then is through an iPad, you'll be able to control between the two Mevo cameras. They support up to three, but we're going to have two. And between the two Mevo cameras, you can switch back and forth and have a little better production value, you know what I'm saying, on the show. Now, obviously, these are not as high quality. I've got several cameras around here that are way higher quality than the Mevo cameras, but they're easy to use. They're small. They're designed to do this kind of public recording. Now, you know, you may not use it for your church. You may use it for recording a recital or recording a political rally or who knows what, okay? Any kind of thing where you want to broadcast it over the internet. So we're going to be showing you that probably. Tentatively, I'm going to say by the, depending on when it comes in, okay, when they get it here to me, but probably the next show. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to go back to the drawing board on some of these glitches, and I'll let you know. I mean, this is better. Even with the glitches we've had in this show, it's still better, clearer, more consistent. But we ain't there yet, okay? And I this is the first time I've tried throwing a whole lot more horsepower at it because this thing is like probably hundreds of times more powerful I don't know if it's maybe that much, but nearly more that much more powerful than my original PC. The original PC that I was using to do the show that the face cam was going through last week, that thing is 7 years old now. So it's pretty ancient. This is the first brand new computer I've had in 7 years or so, probably 8 years. So, you know, I've been making do. But I still like this thing. It's fast. It's slick. Windows 11 is Windows 11. Okay. But there you go. Okay. And I'm getting used to Windows 11. You know, it's kind of like you got to use it in order to get used to the interface so that you can stay current. Okay. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed the program today. Ooh, I forgot to do our sponsor. Let me throw up a lower third. It's a little late in the program to do this. But IPVanish, if you're looking for a good VPN, use IPVanish. They're the sponsor of the program. Sorry, guys. I squeezed it in at the last minute. But really, seriously, this is a good VPN. Another glitch. Anyway, drbill.tv/VPN for a great deal on IPVanish. Cleansing deep breath. Okay. Until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.